one time. We were sitting in the house and the wind was howling. Because we was having a hurricane. Oh, not as bad as Gilbert, but a hurricane was passing through. And Daddy spat in the sink and said, "Hell, son, this storm ain't nothing." I remember a woman by the name of Hurricane Hilda. I said, "Hurricane Hilda?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I was down in Tijuana. And I went in there and there's a house of ill repute." I said to the lady, I said, "I want your feistiest woman. I mean, I want you spicy." She said, "Oh, then I guess you want Hurricane Hilda." I said, "Oh, Nelly." So Daddy told me the story of Hurricane Hilda. He walked in the room, got naked, lay down on the bed. This woman walked in, a 200-pound blonde. She said, "Hi, I'm Hurricane Hilda." She stripped down naked, straddled him. I just started moving her shoulders side to side, pummeling him with her bodacious tatas. Wop, 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 wop. Daddy's face was buried in that Eldridge cleavage, and I mean, his ears about gave out all that bell. Pop, 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 pop. He said, "Wait a minute, what are you doing?" She said, "I'm Hurricane Hilda. Them's my coconuts falling off." Daddy said, "Ooh, we lighten up, baby." Then she grabbed him by the ears and started blowing in his face. I mean, his eyes were blinking. He said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm Hurricane Hilda, and them's my tropical wind." Finally, she jumped up, stood on the bed, and started hosing him down. Daddy's a sputtering and a gagging. He said, "Woman, what are you doing?" She said, "I'm Hurricane Hilda, and that's my rain." Finally, Daddy jumped up, started putting his clothes back on, muttering under his breath. She said, "Where are you going?" He said, "Home. Who the hell can hobble in weather like this?"